Hey, it's Trevor Grant. Welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. In today's podcast, we talk with two of our regular contributors, Veit and Till of Berner and Becker. In this discussion, we look at a checklist Veit and Till have put together recommending daily, weekly, and monthly tasks revenue management professionals should be undertaking during this crisis situation. Hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hi, Veit. Hi, Till. How are you guys? Good to see you again. Keeping well?
Very good. Hi, Trevor. Hi, everyone. Hi, Trevor. We are doing well.
Jolly good. Good to hear from you. Good to see you guys again. So I know today we're going to be working really using your expertise, years and years in revenue management, your current experience of working with hotels, providing consultancy services, revenue management consultancy service, in these difficult times, and you've kind of combined that expertise to put together and refine down a checklist. So we're going to go through what you think is advisable of a daily, weekly, and then a monthly checklist. I guess the simplest place to start is with a daily checklist. So what should we be doing on a daily basis if I'm a revenue manager in this COVID time?
Absolutely. And maybe just to put this a little bit into perspective. So we are trying to pinpoint down a couple of things that you should be doing on a daily basis. And this is more directed to independent hoteliers, but obviously also revenue managers. But just thinking about the current circumstances and the situation that many of us find themselves in, we've come up with a couple of points basically that would basically allow with the time at hand to be checked daily, weekly, and monthly. So if we're looking into the daily things, I think make it a routine just to check on your pickup in the morning, right? If you can, obviously, if you have technology helping you with that, maybe in terms of a business intelligence tool, look at it down on the segments. And from a time horizon, at least look at your pickup for the next 2 to 4 weeks, right? Because this is where the magic is happening at the moment.
Yeah, much more narrow a time frame, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a very short lead time that we're seeing in most of the destinations at the moment. So review your pickup, especially per segment, to understand where your demand is really coming from, who's traveling, who's booking your property, and use that then in a daily review of your pricing and your yielding strategies. Check versus your competition, and also that's a bit of a question, how relevant is the pricing of your competitor nowadays? Really, you need to experiment there a bit and see how far you can go up with your pricing, or if lower prices really do something on the price elasticity side. And especially if you have the chance to analyze your pickup on a per segment basis, that also helps you to spot what alternative prices you also need to give maybe to special contracted rates.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said yielding as well. So that sounds maybe a bit strange to people listening in. It's like, why are these guys talking about yielding? There's just basically no business out there. Yeah. But yes, there are markets who still see excess demand, and there you definitely want to make sure that you yield out the lowest paying segments, that you enforce length of stay restrictions, let's say if your weekends run really well, so that you balance your Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday occupancies. And in some markets, there's still some smaller events happening that drive business. So yes, yielding.
There is some yielding to be done.
There's a lot of money you can lose if you don't execute it well.
Exactly. Makes sense. Just as a summary, the first two points, check on your pickup, make it a routine in the morning, and then go over to your pricing and yielding at least for the time horizon of the next 2 to 4 weeks.
And when you're looking at the pickup again, I mean, I guess if you've been developing promotions and things like that, would that be the daily task to be reviewing whether that's actually delivered any results?
Yes, that's a good point. You definitely want to check in not only per segment, if you can also per rate code. That really depends on your system setup and your level of expertise, drilling down on rate code level. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a good point I came across with a colleague just recently. is that normally if you have now promotions, especially on this flash sale cycle, it really, they usually are up and running in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And you can very well spot if such a promotion is successful, yes or no, within the first couple of weeks, days it's online. Yeah. So definitely keep an eye on the production of your promotions at the beginning as well, because that then shows you if that promotion is going to be successful or not. In case it does not produce as much volume as you expect, there's definitely a need for fine-tuning it then along the way. Because you run the risk of losing a full 2 weeks in terms of promoting the property.
Yeah, I mean, with the window being so narrow nowadays, that speed of analyzing and adjusting and correcting where it might be needed is probably more critical than it was historically.
Yeah.
Anything else on the daily? Sorry,
definitely. So on the promotion side, I think we're clear, right? Have that under control as well. Check in when necessary there and make your adjustments. But one of the things that usually fall under the carpets as well are rate and room type availability things, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to be making sure that at least for those next 2 to 4 weeks, you're providing basically straight line availability, as in most of the cases, you're not going to be running at extremely high occupancies. So what you want to make sure is that your lead in rate product or lead in rate category has enough availability so people can stay through in that sense. And definitely focus there on the arrival day plus also the next 2 weeks in the very first place and make sure you got that covered.
Makes sense.
And this is really key, especially to properties who generally speaking see a longer length of stay, where people usually stay multiple nights, 4 nights, 7 nights or longer, especially leisure destinations, one example, because you can really lose out on demand there. If people are looking, let's say, for a 5-night stay, but your room type or your special promotional or package product isn't bookable on just one night, people can't
book
their stay. So they just look for availability elsewhere.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to lose out on that in these times.
Yeah, as every single pound or every single euro counts at the moment, also make sure to review last night and see if you can collect any no-show or cancellation revenues.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Make sure you got that covered as well. And I think once you go through those 4 steps on a daily basis, which are very obviously basic to many of us, but those are the most necessary things that you got to be having under control in order to grab that kind of money that is out there for your property.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it seems obvious to say it being daily, but it's about the immediacy, isn't it? I think that's what comes through in the points that you've mentioned there. It's kind of what's happening now, what's happened in the last 24 hours, what's happened in the short window in the next 2 to 4 weeks, what's happened with the promotions, you know, are they working, are they not, how are we grabbing and how are we making sure we're not losing revenue, absolutely right here, right now, at this moment in time.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's really mission critical to have an eye on the next 7 to 14 days or 4 weeks, depending on what your current pickup window is, and make the necessary amendments if things don't go the direction you want them, or to even squeeze out that extra euro, pound, dollar, whatever currency you're running on those days that can yield a better profit.
Yeah, that makes good sense. So they're kind of your top four kind of daily tasks, so to speak. So let's look at the weekly tasks. What a slightly longer window. I don't know. You'll be telling us about this, but let's have a look at that. What have you got for us on the weekly side?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for the weekly things, it's all about learning on what has happened during the course of the week and how you can apply those learnings basically moving forward, right? So one of the first things we would be looking at is feeder market performance. So we want to understand where that current demand is actually coming from.
we've spoken about that a few times in previous.
Exactly. And it's more relevant than ever, right? Because you want to get that idea of, okay, which geographical area is currently traveling, maybe also in conjunction with different travel restrictions that are still out there, right? And you want to just have that in mind, basically. So you can then target as a second point, if you're looking at channel performance as well, and you understand which channels are driving your current demand in which kind of segments, you can then form a little bit of a better picture on how you can basically maximize on those couple of bookings yeah, that from different sense. Areas via different channels, and develop some sort of a plan how to move forward with that.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
That can basically include, like we did that for some of the properties, you can use social media budgets, especially on Facebook or other search engines, to target special feeder markets. Of course, you can also go to old school kind of print media mm-hmm. for an advertisement in a more locally distributed newspaper, or even for a country. If you, let's say you're a hotel in Switzerland or Austria, you usually have guests from Germany and you still need a few more, or it's picking up nicely and you see that there's more business possible. Just look into these opportunities as well. And then as Fire already pointed out, yeah, channel performance, try to squeeze every penny out of those channels that really work well. Commission overrides, travel ads, or any other opportunity that there is.
Makes
and
sense.
Yeah, those will be the first 2 points. So we did that as a weekly because we felt like if you do that on a daily basis, well, it's just very
probably going to be too much, isn't it? Yeah, a bit time consuming. Yeah, absolutely.
But another really powerful tool, especially we see that this makes sense also on a weekly basis, is that you look at the groups that are still out there.
Like, there are still some out there?
still a couple of them.
That's why
good to hear.
Yeah, that group market completely crashed in crisis. And now with countries opening up again, allowing for bus travel, for example, again, there are more and more groups traveling, and we do see a clear upward trend in the pipeline.
That's so encouraging.
Requests placed still for Q4 this year, but also for the full year next year, depending on the demand cycle in the destinations. So you definitely want to grab that part of the business, because for many properties, it's just incremental revenues.
Absolutely.
The transient side isn't fully booking the property.
And I think it's easy, sorry to interrupt, it's easy to fall into the trap that group business isn't there, and you roll that into the meetings and events. And, you know, I'm sure revenue managers aren't sitting there not looking at every particular option, but it can be easy sometimes to just think, oh, there isn't that business out there, and forget.
Yeah, exactly.
As you say, just on a weekly business, to just be checking. If there's nothing there, it doesn't take very long, but you want to be you want to see if there is something happening.
Listen, it has to remain part of a certain weekly routine, basically following up on your group pipeline, mm-hmm. and also understand, obviously, what is still out there, right?
Yeah.
And maybe as a hint, Till was saying this nicely earlier, it might not always be the price that basically decides on if a group would want to book with you, especially nowadays. So there's other things there which you know, go down to the lengths of is the cancellation policy flexible enough?
Yeah, good point.
That would make that group actually convert at the end of the day.
And I mean, we've spoken a lot in the past as well about, you know, how hotels and the whole COVID and the cleanliness, and there's plenty written about, you know, how having your policies and procedures out there, well, that can be a differentiator from one group booking with you than another, isn't it? It isn't just the price.
Yes. And so it really makes sense at least on a weekly basis, then sit down with your sales team, or if you're just a single hotelier, at least look at the pipeline, what is still an option. Have an overview on the groups that try to book your property and question what's withholding them from booking. So how can I convert them?
Yeah.
And yes, like you said, it's not always the price. It's sometimes also just informing them about all the policies you have in place, really ensuring that they feel welcome and safe.
Yeah.
But really making sure that your team at the end of the day does every effort necessary to convert those bookings that are still there. And there are still.
I think you used two key words there, welcome. Yeah. Make sure they feel welcome and safe. Yeah, good points. Sorry, I don't want to labor the group side too much, but I think it's easily forgotten.
Yeah, it's easily forgotten. And then, as we said, on a daily basis, really check your short-term pickup, but on basically on a weekly basis, it's basically the same two things. Mm-hmm. Check your long-term pickup. So everything outside that normal short-term booking window, even looking into the next year, okay. And analyze in detail, where did I make any pickup, which dates are in demand still? Are people already looking at events that have been postponed into the next year and suddenly I get pickup for a concert that has been rescheduled last week? Are people already organizing their summer holidays in their own country for next mm-hmm. year? So already. Yeah. An interesting article that on the German coastal region already vacation rentals get scarce for next year, July, because people are already booking their stay.
All right.
So keep okay. an eye on long-term pickup at least once a week to make sure you capitalize on any pickup that's already coming in.
Yeah, good point.
And then as we said on the daily to-dos, I see if you do your daily pickup check and pricing and yielding, that same thing applies, of course, in long-term.
So I've got you. So on the daily, you've got the two things, the pickup, the pricing and the yielding. You're doing that daily, but that's in the 2 to 4 week window.
Yeah.
And then when you shift to the weekly, you still have those two core tasks,
yes.
the pickup and the pricing and yielding, but on the weekly basis, you're now extending that out and you're looking from sort of 4 weeks onwards, so a month onwards and into the next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And I think Tim mentioned one of the last points actually to put that on a checklist for weekly things to do. Have a look and get yourself an overview again of which kind of fairs or maybe special events are going to be happening. If there have been any changes that have been announced in the past week, basically, and check on your pricing, obviously, for those special event dates as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have been canceled, something has been canceled, the concert has been canceled in January, then obviously make sure you adapt your pricing and you also adapt your cancellation policies.
Yeah, good point.
In case you had them specially integrated there.
Yeah, make sure you get a head start before your guests know,
yeah.
because otherwise you sell out quite quickly at very flexible cancellation policies, and that's posing a high risk on your business, of course, in the next year.
Yeah, no, good point. Good point. And what about looking at sort of just keeping an eye, competitor, market share? What should we be doing around that? Is that more of a monthly task or a weekly task? Where would... I guess it's a weekly thing, is that you'd be doing?
Yeah, I think
it's a good question. We see it kind of both ways.
Mm-hmm.
For definitely properties in a very competitive environment that still run on, let's say, okay, this really good occupancy levels at the moment, producing good KPIs, and we do see quite a few of them in the leisure regions.
Yeah,
it's definitely a weekly thing.
Okay.
Because it's a bit like this sense of urgency that we talked about at the very beginning. You definitely want to check, for example, on your promotions, how they perform.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you also want to know directly after a certain day or week has passed, like, how did I do? Did
yep.
I do better or worse than my competition? What did they write? What did I do right? So in case you're in a really competitive environment, it makes sense on a weekly basis to go through your market share results and directly implement changes or learnings. But in other destinations, it's also well worth just looking at it on a monthly basis to
yeah.
save some time per week and then just have one look at the past month.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So there were seven weekly core tasks there, if I pick those
yeah.
up. So
that's more or less.
There's slightly more than a daily, but yeah. then there we go. Let's then look at the monthly. What are we focusing on for our monthly tasks?
Well, definitely, as we already talked about, I think on one of the previous podcasts already, especially when we released a white paper back in May,
mm-hmm.
everything is about scenario planning, mapping out the future. Of course, there's still a lot of uncertainty out there.
Absolutely.
But, you definitely want to write at least a monthly forecast for the next half a year or a year
mm-hmm.
to map out where your property should evolve into, how your segments are evolving. It's really on a daily basis per segment, your volume and your revenue forecast to have a starting point for all the strategic initiatives that follow this outlook into the future.
Yep.
It's basically the base point for then going on discussion with your sales and marketing team on how to best place the product for the future.
I think with the things that we said on the weekly tasks, they were all about, you know, learning and understanding. And now on the monthly tasks, we're more going into that planning mode.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Forecasting, as Tirk just said, obviously one of the points. There's a couple of more that we are just coming to, but on the forecasting side also, make sure you're being realistic, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the learnings that you had, all the understanding that you took out of your couple of weekly tasks and that you collected over the course of the month, you can apply them basically to get a head start with your forecasting as well. And it might be enough if you do that on that rather basic level of doing monthly forecasts for the next couple of months, maybe let's say 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about being realistic and putting things into perspective. So don't go into that mode of wishful thinking and then get lost in, you know, thousands of actions that you can think of in terms of how to get there. Be realistic. This is the key here.
And again, I think it's a bit like what you're doing with the tasks here. You know, there are upteen tasks, but let's narrow it down and focus on what are those that we can action and what are those that are likely to have the biggest impact now, because it's all with a greater sense of immediacy.
Yeah.
What and else have we got on those months? Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Tasks are also doable for like the broad range of hotels, because we do know that not everyone has the most advanced technology.
Good point.
And access to forward-looking data. So that's basically limiting the list.
Yeah, that makes sense. What else have you got? What else should we be thinking about on a monthly basis?
There's definitely a lot of analysis to be done. Mm-hmm. So for example, talking about your fixed rates, like let's say your corporate accounts. We do know that basically after summer holidays were over, everyone was hoping for corporate production bouncing back and returning to last year's level, which in many destinations obviously does not happen.
No.
So you definitely want to keep an eye on your corporate volume and see which clients are still booking, which ones are not booking, and then maybe set up an action plan on how to increase performance from those who are still there, but on a lower level, and inquire why are those other accounts not traveling? Are they now staying with a competitor, or have they shifted their travel policy completely and just do online meetings? So that's really where you can get a head start versus the competition.
I mean, that's quite a good point. Well, of course, it's quite a good point. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made it. But maybe I should be an interesting point, because when you're forecasting, part of that is you're going to be building into your forecast potentially corporate business. But understanding whether that business is delayed or whether the business has actually shifted would help to add a factor into how realistic it is for you to forecast that corporate business in the future. Yeah, does that make sense? Is that sensible?
Yeah, it's all about staying up to date with the latest kind of developments, especially in the local market. So just thinking about, in the unlikely case, but if it is the case that, let's say, a new company is opening up somewhere close to your hotel, close to your market, you got to be knowing of this, right? And then you can obviously approach them.
Yeah. Right?
Same goes for what Tim mentioned earlier. If you know about any changes in your corporate production patterns in that sense, where it suddenly means that one of your accounts has been shifting over to another hotel because maybe they feel safer there. Maybe
good point. Yeah.
You know, get some other treatments, whatever. But it's all about, you know, being up to date with that and develop an understanding on what you can do about it.
Well, I think you're right, because it's very easy, isn't it? We've had so many years where we've been fighting for business, but the occupancy level has been pretty high. The business has been there to a degree that you don't become complacent. That would be wrong to say, okay, yeah, we'll have that corporate business next year. It would be quite easy to sit there and think, yes, okay, oh, that's delayed. They're not traveling, but we'll forecast that in for next year.
No, it's really to understand that we are basically sailing through uncharted territory at the moment. And every everything we can do is basically to erase like this black spots on the map is by gathering more information. And
yeah, that's a good point.
One thing you can do is try to gather some information about your clients of those contracted accounts.
Yeah, no, good point. Yeah. What else do we have?
In terms of, yeah, gathering more information is really also to look at the like a monthly analysis of all your rate products.
Okay.
I know we talked about that for the daily task, also to look for production of new promotions, but here really go into detail and look at the full range of your products. You're offering your bar rate, early booker, packages, contracted rates, to see which ones are performing and which ones are not, and making the same or raising the same questions here as we just discussed for the corporate. It's like, okay, why are certain products producing so well and why are others not? Do I need to change policies that say on my early booker, which is fully non-refundable and people don't get their money back, is that withholding them or is that holding them back to commit to a booking? Is that why everyone books bar at the moment? Do I need to introduce a more flexible product? All these questions could be raised at this point on a monthly basis.
Nope. Very good. Very good. Makes perfect sense.
One other point is certainly also go into that mode of, again, planning, but this time around promotion planning, and do that a little bit more in detail. So look at the next 2 to 4 months.
Okay.
And see which kind of promotions you can run, because you have the learnings basically out of your weekly tasks.
Yep.
In terms of channel and feeder market performance. So you then can simply take this and apply it to your promotion planning. And one interesting thing as well is have a look on your review scores.
Okay. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Look at TripAdvisor, look at Google, look at Booking, look at all the OTAs. Where are you standing? Like, how do people rate you and how does that compare basically to how you are priced and how flexible you seem to be towards your guests and how safe they feel when staying with you? Like, this would open up some great learnings, I'm sure, on a monthly basis that you can then adapt into changing your strategy on different rate products, changing your strategy on different segments maybe as well,
and yeah, changing very good.
Or adapting your strategy on different channels.
Yeah, that makes very good points. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, last but not least, but it looks like I'm the group guy today. So as we said, on a weekly basis, to really respond in time, look at your pipeline and make sure that you're converting whatever is out there, understanding what the guests or the bookers need, is really on a monthly basis also review which business was not placed with you. So really carefully analyze cancellations made by your guests, because maybe that group can't travel due to government restrictions, or they simply don't want to because all of them are in some kind of risk group and they don't want to go. But also analyze your lost business, understand why guests or why bookings don't convert. Maybe it's because you're pricing too high, or they just prefer another property who gave them something extra, which you did not.
And that could tie back into the point that you just made, right, about the reviews as well. Maybe people are looking at that and just having checked that through. Someone may be suddenly getting some better reviews about, cleanliness, hygiene, safety, for instance. And something like that can just be the tipping point that makes the difference between getting the booking or not, really.
Yeah,
that's a very good point. If you have that power or the knowledge on property to make a link between your business performance and the review scores, I think that's very powerful to use for the future.
Yeah, good. Excellent. Right. So we've had daily checklist, weekly checklist, monthly checklist. And I was listening through, three words kind of came to mind. everyone might come up with three different words, but to me the daily came across as doing, the weekly came across as learning, and the monthly came across as planning. Now they all interleave and link with each other, but that's what struck me. You kind of doing daily, learning weekly, planning monthly. And I think having those simplified down into between 5, 6, 7 points in each section, you should be able to build a decent routine that keeps you on track with that.
So this is the so-called DLP method.
DLP method from B&B.
Exactly.
Brilliant. That's really useful, guys. And I'm sure will prove very valuable as well. We'll make sure that obviously the checklist is also down in a written form below in the well, we do the video notes, we do the podcast notes, and obviously when we put this out on Revenue Hub as well, we'll get that there. And also any links back in case somebody wants to reach out and connect with you and get your thoughts and views, or they have another suggestion for what else we should be doing on either a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. But I think that's pretty comprehensive for now to keep us busy. Any final thoughts from your side, or has that covered everything you wanted to?
Well, I think most of it is set. We just now need to go into that doing learning planning mode.
Yeah.
And of course, yeah, we are here happy to exchange conversations on the topic. If you want to add more, just email us or get in touch through LinkedIn. And if you feel this is just way too much for your daily calendars to do, or your weekly or your monthly, just reach out to us and we can definitely find a way on helping you
for sure
navigate in the next month.
Help refine it. Super. Great stuff, guys. Always a pleasure to talk with you. You take care.
Thanks.
Ciao, ciao. So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Veit and Till for joining us, and I hope you found the conversation interesting and the checklist beneficial. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes. And if you can subscribe on YouTube, that would be great because it really helps out the channel there too. Anyway, until next time. Thanks for listening.